It's Daddy's Fish Bowl, the podcast.
Feed the fish.
Trey, what we feeding them today? What's the moment?
Well, first we have to address that this is like late.
Why we gotta address that it's late? I didn't want to address that it's late.
No?
No, because it's my fault that it's late.
Oh. I mean, it's fine. I mean, no, because like you missed your flight, so.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It was an accident in the middle of the road.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Anyway. the moment was,
See, now you done threw yourself off.
Wait, I gotta talk to your kids about your day.
You almost got it. You, man.
Ask your kids about their day.
No, that's even worse. You went the wrong direction.
Talk to your kids about how, about what they did in their day.
Dude, we literally just did this. You started talking about why we late, and now you can't remember what you were supposed to do. You got distracted. Stay on task. It's talk to your kids about the ins and outs of your day. Mm. Not their day, but your day as the parent. You want to try it again?
Oh, I'm trying to get it again.
Yeah.
Talk to your kids about the ins and outs of your day.
Good job.
First try, totally.
That I'm not erasing none of that. So it wasn't the first try.
Second try.
I'll give you. No, you tried like 8 times.
I did not try like 8 times.
Yes, you did. You even changed it to ask your kids about their day. What type of feed the fish moment is that? So why do you think it's important for parents to tell their kids about what went on in their day?
So like it's not just like you're always asking them about their day. Mm-hmm. Like they get to like figure out what you were doing.
Yeah. Why do you think that's valuable?
I don't know.
So it's not valuable?
It makes them feel more comfortable.
Okay. Does it? Like, speak from your experience.
I don't know. I mean, like, it's like nice hearing about your day, though.
Yeah, nice way to clean it up. You get no value from hearing about my day.
What do you mean?
Because I said, speak from your experience. I don't know. That was your response. That means you get no value from it.
No, wait.
So now I'm going to stop telling you.
I cleaned it up.
Yeah, you cleaned it up. But that's for the cameras. This is real life. But no, I think it does provide value because it gives you guys insight on things that parents have to deal with and struggle with as well outside of just being a parent. Right. So it opens up and exposes you to the real world and what's out there, the good and the bad. Mm. So, you know, when I talk to you about what happened at work or if I have somebody on my staff that I'm worried about, if they're going to be able to pull through and get this project done and I got to stay following up with them, that gives you insight on what real life is like, right? Like as a kid, you have worries. And as an adult, I have worries as well that don't always have to do with worrying about you guys as my children. So I think it's healthy for parents to share that so that their kids can see, you know, that they're people too. They deal with real life stuff just like they do, you know. And I think it's hard though sometimes because as the parent, you get caught up in this, it's always about the kids mode. So I'm constantly asking you guys about your day and what's happening and what's going on. And then a lot of times I don't even think to share. Or when you ask me, and that's what spurred this today, because dinner, you was like, how was work? And I was like, it was cool. And that was it. And I was like, that's the response that I hate when y'all give me. Like, if it's just, it was good. I'm like, no, that's not good enough. You got to tell me what was going on. Mm-hmm. And then I thought about that. I was like, hey, I got to keep that same energy. If I expect that from you guys when I'm asking about your day, then I got to return that same thing when y'all ask about mine or when I'm sharing about mine. I can get into the details and explain what's going on.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's the feed the fish moment. It's yeah.
No, wait.
Talk to your kids whenever, about the ends. You just gonna talk all over me, huh? Talk all over me.
Well, I was about to say, because I thought the feed the fish was like asking us about our day, and I'm about to like have like a whole speech ready
about your day.
Yeah.
Why?
Here, so I had a football game earlier, right?
What, dude? What? No.
And I'm just thinking about football and the Vikings, right? I love the Vikings, but they just disappoint me every single time.
Trey, this has absolutely nothing to do with feeding the fish, bro.
I'm just saying, the Vikings I cheer from, they just disappoint me every time.
You know who didn't disappoint me?
Me?
No, you disappoint me daily. You couldn't even remember the feed the fish moment. That is... You're just a disappointment. Like, what are you talking about, you? No, them Buffalo Bills, baby, went out there and bodied the Dolphins. And I was in the stadium, like, going crazy. That's why this pod is late, since you want to put me on blast.
How did the chant go? Buffalo.
Please stop. Please. You're embarrassing.
I can guess it. I can guess it.
What?
I can guess it.
I'm gonna cut. All right,
Buffalo.
Cut. We
done. No.
You go get us hate mail, dude. Like half our listeners is from Buffalo, and this is what you doing?
You said the chant earlier. I can't remember it. Wait, Buffalo.
Just give it up.
You gotta say the chant.
No,
because the people in Minnesota just gonna think that their chant's whack or something.
They could look it up. All right, we out, man.
Let's see out.